Hey guys, just got back from Joker, Fully Ado. It was a midday screening. One o'clock. It was a 1 o'clock screening to be exact. Which is kind of unusual for movies for us to be shown at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Joker, I think is Fully Ado. Joker 2, as it were. It is what I can say about it is if the first one was divisive on its own. Like, I mean, I think that's very clear that the first one, you either loved it or you hated it. And it kind of seemed like more people loved it than hated it. People that hated it really hated it. The people that loved it really loved it. There was no in between for that film. Joker, Fully Ado is going to be the same way. If you love the first movie, you might like the new one. If you hated the first movie, you are definitely going to hate the new one. Now, what I can say about it is number two, it's beautifully shot. I mean, every single frame of this film is beautiful. It's beautifully done. I think Todd Phillips has more than proved he can make a very good-looking film. He's no longer the director of Road Trip and Old School. He knows how to make a great-looking film. However, the movie is going to be a mixed bag for a lot of people. Because kind of like the Matrix Revolution, oh no, not Revolutions, the Matrix Resurrections, number four. Joker, Fully Ado is playing by its own rules. It's not interested in doing what you expect of it. It's not interested in being conventional. It's not interested in being a conventional comic book movie. It's not even interested in being a conventional musical at all. The musical numbers are extremely odd because Joker is an extremely odd character. And throughout the film, the musical numbers are supposed to represent his fantasy, not just his fantasy, but Harley Quinn, Lady Gaga's fantasy of what the Joker represents. That the minute that you take away Arthur Fleck, you become this ideal fantasy of a character that is more than just yourself. Now, a lot of people hated number one because it kind of like glorified that element. It glorified the idea of this angry, I mean, like, I'm just gonna call it like it is, an angry white male who's violent and becomes the hero at the end of it. This character that's like almost like an incel that becomes a hero among men, right? That just takes his anger out on anyone and just inspires a group of psychopaths, right? And in a way, we're kind of living through that all the time, you know, where these lonely people on the internet are looking for somebody who can inspire their anger. And that made a lot of people not very happy at the time when that movie came out, which is a lot of the confrontation of the first film, you know? I think where I believe number two like seeds better than number one, is that it is condemning that aspect of that character. It is actually saying to the audience, no, this is bad. This is not good. That alter ego of Arthur Fleck is not good. It's not a good thing to it's not a good thing to ins be inspired by. Because that fantasy is just a fantasy. It's not real. And it is not good to embrace that side of, of yourself at all. And to me, that's where the movie succeeds, is that it's actually a counter argument to number one. That fantasy of being this angry caricature of yourself and taking down societal norms and breaking down and hurting people because you feel entitled to hurt other people is not a good thing to embrace. And to me, I think that's why I like number two better than number one. I think it's a better film. And when I argue that these are great movies, no, I don't think they're great movies. I might never watch either one of these movies ever again because I don't think they're enjoyable on their own. I think they're very dour, grim, ugly, intentionally ugly movies. They're not meant to be digested in an enjoyable way. But if you're asking me, is number two better than number one? I think so. I think it's a better movie. I think it's a better film, and that's just how I feel about it. And maybe I'm nuts, maybe I'm not. That's what I think. I think it's a better movie. Number one is not for everyone. Number two is not, it's going to be the same way. It's not for everybody. Anyway, that is my thoughts on Joker, Olivia Doom. And be sure to like and subscribe. We are trying to get 1,000 followers. Be sure to go to CosmicCircus.com and read more content and reviews like the one you just watched. We have a written review, I think, either out or coming out for the review. I mean, for this movie. And go and check out more videos, more content. And I will see you on the next one. Bye.